or deep hole, and just to the right of that hole, there's a grate, and there's an opening there. There's a grate over it.
Is that an opening to other things, not to the chamber we are talking about now.
Well, it sounded good.
Yes. Thank you.
Now, the other thing about this, when I went to Egypt,
yes,
and we had the last session,
yes,
Elon was on the panel.
Yes.
What they told us then was, what we project into the universe, if we project enough love,
yes,
then you will come.
But not because you project it so that we will come.
No.
When you project enough love into your universe, love yourselves unconditionally, then we will have an atmosphere in which we can come, and nothing will stop us. But if you do it only because it will make us come, you cancel the effect.
Your words are much better than mine.
Not so. Mine are only appropriate for me, as you use appropriate words for yourself.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Female.
Where?
Work it out.
Greetings, dear.
And to you, good day.
Oh, you know, I'm just thirsting for all the information you can tell me about my children.
Why can you not access this information on your own?
I keep doing the best I can, and I wish you could tell me why the Zetas won't give me all I want to know.
It's not in their agenda to do so.
Okay, so can you tell me something?
Are we
feeding these children?
Repeat.
Are we feeding them? When we're there with them, is there a nursing going on?
There has been sometimes for some of them. Not always.
Okay. My sister-in-law, Franny, keeps having repetitious trouble with her breasts, and I was wondering if that's was what it was all about.
Only partially. There is something else going on.
Okay. Obviously, she needs a cleansing. The other thing I wanted to know is, on an average, from last year, this year, maybe even next year, how many hybrids do I have, or does the average person have, a year, my year?
You will find, on average, in varying degrees of genetic material being present, there will be about 15.
A year? Okay.
No, not a year. Over the course of all the time of interaction.
Okay. So I'm looking to meet up with about 15 children.
On average.
Interesting. Okay, that helps in meditation, whom I'm speaking to.
However, in your case, it's more like 27.
Thank you.
Does that help you?
Yeah. Are there any messages at all from them? I know our interactions are going to be few and far between in this manner, and I didn't know if you had something you could tell me.
One moment. Do you have access to a pond or a pool that you call your own?
You're talking a little Tyke's pool here.
Yes?
How about the
yes?
beach? I live in Virginia Beach, which is on the beach. How's that?
A pool.
A pool.
A calm pool of water, like a fountain or a pool that you have built or made.
I have a little child's tiny pool, a little waiting
Is there a place that you can go to where there is a serene, calm pool, pond, or lake?
I have a bay. I live on the Chesapeake Bay.
You keep referring to the ocean.
Okay.
I keep asking you
I'm
for
going to
a
do
pool.
My research. I'll look for a pool. Okay, I will look for a pool.
When you find the pond that is correct for you in your feeling, to sit and to stare and to let go and surrender in that space while looking into that pond will be the place and the state appropriate for more awareness of the lines of communication that already exist between you. It may come out in your dreams. It may come out in your art. What is your art?
Working with my hands.
Doing?
I mean, I'm asking you. I don't know my art. I don't
yes.
know.
Yes, what is your art?
I read tarot cards. It's part of my expression. I cook. I don't have too much time where I sit and just fiddle myself. It's with my own children here on Earth, so...
Sit and fiddle. Your art you have expressed as the idea of the symbolic cards.
Yes.
This you enjoy?
Yes.
Have you found any of the connections to them in the cards before?
Your cards. Your divination
then
cards.
Find in your art one of the strongest links and abilities to connect. All right?
Yes, sir.
One moment. One moment. One moment. Each and every one of you now, allow yourselves a moment to go within. Each and every one of you now, allow yourselves a moment to remember who you truly are. Let go of all assumptions for this moment of what you think you are, who you believe you have been taught to be, who you believe you need to be, what you think you need to do, where you think you need to go. Just let go. And remember that the act of surrender is simply the act of acceptance, total acceptance of yourself. Surrendering is not the giving up of anything except the things that are not you. And to allow the universe to show you who you were created to be, who you are. We love you unconditionally, and we thank you for having allowed us to experience you in this way. There will be other ways, other times. First, be yourself. That is all it takes. And don't forget the toilet paper. Because that's where you are, is on the ground. Grounded spirituality. Everyday life. Living your everyday life, your physical life, to the fullest, is the best act of spirituality you can express. Because that's what you chose. Because here you are. Accept yourselves and what you have created. And in the acceptance of your total self, and in the acceptance, totally, of whatever is happening, then what is becomes transparent and can become anything and everything. And you don't even have to wish it, because you already have it. Remember, prayer is not the act of asking for something you don't have. Prayer is a state of gratitude that allows you to recognize what you have already been given, because you already have been given everything. And in a state of gratitude, you will see, and your life will reveal to you, will manifest to you, that you already have what you didn't think you had. That is the secret of magic and appearance, is to know that you already have what it is you wish to have. And in a state of humble gratitude, to thank the infinite for what you already have, and let it be shown to you that you have it. That is prayer. Prayer must remain in the present, not project into the future, for that is a denial of who you are now. Not long for the past, for that is a denial of where you are now. Denial leads to separation, leads to projection, leads to blame. Responsibility is yours to have, and responsibility is your power. As we have remarked recently in a transmission, we will, in the next transmission to your world, speak to you as we are being spoken to. Of the difference between falling into the illusion of power as opposed to learning how to use the power of the illusion. We thank you, each and every one of you, deeply, wholly, lovingly, for this opportunity to co-create a new reality together. Our unconditional love to each and all, and a fond, exciting, creative, and relaxing good day. How did it go? Thank you all very, very much for being here today. And I'd also, if you would, like you to thank Diane and Carol and everyone who is putting this together and has this space. So please thank them as well. And have a good day. Enjoy.